From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Malian officials say there are no more hostages being held at a luxury hotel attacked by Islamist militants Friday morning. It was not clear if Malian forces have cleared out all the gunmen who stormed the Radisson Blu in Bamako. Katerina Hoja is reporting on the scene for VOA.
Well, it is a place for Westerners. You have UN staff staying there. We know that there are a lot of foreigners staying there.
Earlier reports said the militants took 170 captives. About 80 have been freed, while gunmen have killed at least three. The U.S. military's Africa Command says the rescued hostages include six U.S. citizens. It says U.S. military personnel are helping outside the hotel. The European Union tightened control of its perimeter borders Friday in the aftermath of last week's deadly Paris attacks. The measures include new checks on the passage of Europeans returning to the formerly passport-free zone. European Justice and Interior Ministers met in emergency session in Brussels, looking for ways to control the external border of the 22 EU nations, plus non-EU Norway, Switzerland, Iceland, and Liechtenstein. Now, the EU said, the travelers will not only have their passports examined as they enter the bloc, but personal information will be compared with databases and an airline passenger name registry. Europe's passport-free zone has come under sharp scrutiny following the revelation that the Belgian mastermind of the Paris attacks apparently fought with the Islamic State in Syria and then returned to Paris. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama has urged young people in Southeast Asia to reject violent extremism and embrace tolerance. Obama arrived in Kuala Lumpur Friday to join the leaders of the 10 member nations of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, and other world leaders at the second of a pair of annual summits. The president hosted a town hall meeting with young leaders from the region and told them the future is in their hands.
You can set an example, not just to stand up to violent extremism, but to build interfaith dialogue, promote tolerance, and to combine an appreciation of your own culture and traditions with the modern world.
Well, following bilateral talks with President Obama, Malaysia's prime minister vowed to work with the United States and like-minded countries to counter the narrative of jihadists. In the background of the two leaders' meeting, there was a reported but unconfirmed threat linked to the Islamic State group. More than 2,000 soldiers are stationed in Kuala Lumpur to protect the ASEAN summit meetings, and another 2,500 are in standby, according to Malaysia's army. Israeli spy Jonathan Pollard was released on parole Friday after spending 30 years in a U.S. prison. It was a move welcomed by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Pollard is a former U.S. Navy Investigative Service civilian analyst. He was sentenced to life in prison in 1987 after pleading guilty to selling classified defense documents to Israel, a huge cache of intelligence summaries about the capabilities of Israel's enemies. He was freed from a prison and later registered with a probation office in New York. The 61-year-old Pollard, who was granted Israeli citizenship in 1995 while in prison, is expected to settle in the New York area. Chinese state media says the country's security forces killed 28 terrorists during a weeks-long search for those who carried out a deadly attack at a coal mine in the country's ethnically divided Xinjiang region. The reports published Friday were the first official confirmation of the gruesome September 18th attack on the coal mine in Aksu Prefecture, which officials said killed 16 people, including five policemen. North and South Korea have agreed to hold talks next week as part of efforts to resume a high-level dialogue between the two governments. Pyongyang's Committee for the Peaceful Reunification of the Korean Peninsula on Thursday proposed the talks. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.